Well, I said earlier, no question but what Indians had cause to be unhappy. We were fighting them in various places. The treaties were of questionable equality. The payments from the federal government were late. All that is true. And we were destroying their culture, and we wanted to make white men out of them and all of that. And I understand that, and I have empathy for that. I'm just saying. The beef that they had was with the federal government, okay? Let's go after the federal government and make war on the federal government if that's what it takes. But the way to make war on the federal government is not to kill innocent people, innocent, unarmed, peaceable people. I said it before, I'll say it again. The Indians attacked Milford. Milford did not attack the Indians. The Indians attacked New Ulm. New Ulm did not attack the Indians. So from that point of view, we had every right, duty, and responsibility to defend ourselves, and we did. Now, did that serve a peaceable end? I guess it did, because we stopped shooting at each other, at least at the Battle of Wounded Knee. But I'm saying, maybe in order for the United States to be what it is today, those wars had to occur. Like we had to fight the Mexicans in the Mexican Wars, and we would have fought the Russians in Alaska if they hadn't sold it to us. I'm not the policymaker there. And the policymakers weren't always in control of policy. Those were made at the scene, at Acton, when the thing flared up. It's like 9/11. The United States didn't declare war on Muslim nations there. They declared war on us, or at least somebody did, and killed 5,000 people in one fell swoop. Well, is it a great surprise that we armed and retaliate? I think it's perfectly normal. I would do the same. If somebody came in and attacked my family, I'd attack right back.